I think of OIST as a monastery for science.
These are the sentiments of Marinela Garcia Munoz. She talks about her background and research in this Scientific Passport podcast.
I was born in Costa Rica and studied in Mexico and the UK and came to Okinawa to do research. I am a psychologist by training, but I very early in my career decided to study the brain because right then it was not clear what the psychological theories were about. I wanted something more concrete, so I went into the brain. Especially, I study the neuronal activity of the basal ganglia. The basal ganglia is a series of interconnected nucleus in the brain below the cortex that receive very important connections from the cortex itself and from another area very important, which is the thalamus. These structures are located, well, like the name says it, basal, so it's in the base of the brain, but forward. So let's say from your ears forward. The research in the basal ganglia, I love it because I think it is the area of the brain that commands the expression and the learning of everything we do automatically. And also the switching of these behaviors according to demands of the environment. If this doesn't work, then you get either a person that cannot move, or the movements are very slow and difficult, or a person that produces very jerky and sudden involuntary movements.
Okay, so uncoordinated movements.
Exactly. Okay. This is why it is important. And in the normal behavior, because it helps you switch. For instance, let's say you want to go to the bank. So you go down the tunnel to your car. And in a way, you realize that you forgot your bank book on your desk. What do?
Stop and go back.
Well, maybe you also swear a little bit. But yes, you stop and you turn around and go back to your desk. This is the activity of the basal ganglia helping you do this. Without it, you couldn't do this kind of behavior. Right now in Okinawa, we are analyzing the activity of these mini neurons to evaluate the switching of the activity that is produced by thalamic and cortical inputs. That is, I regard it as the end of what happens to you down the tunnel, that somehow the cortex commands this structure to switch the behavior and do something else.
And what are your views about OIST?
I regard OIST as a monastery, a place to provide education and encourage scholarship and research. And we are in a wonderful environment to really produce peaceful and deep thinking as far as our brain can do.